Welcome back, guys, to Borra Bola. It's another episode, and we are right now in match week 4. So, guys, we have a lot of matches to talk today, and all of them has like 2 red cards and a lot of controversial stuff going on. So, Uncle, it's up to you to bring us to the first match.
Hey, hello, guys. What's up? Uncle here. As you said, this game week was a pretty interesting game week, lah. Because 3 red cards in 3 different matches, a massive injury, and also with that said and done, we will move on to the first match, lah. We will start with the team that everybody's been waiting for the win. Finally, Arsenal against Norwich.
The battle of the relegation.
first win, first goal in Premier League. Fantastic win, you know, regardless of how the goal went in and all. A goal is a goal and a win is a win. So, your thoughts, guys?
Okay, this was a 6-pointer game. Because both teams lost the 3 matches, 3 in a row. They lost all the 3 matches. And if Norwich is okay, because they just promoted to Premier League. But then Arsenal, one of the team in the traditional big 6, you know, they losing 3 games in a row, it was quite embarrassing for them, big. And also the fans, so they had to win the game to prove themselves again that they can compete for at least top 6
Least top 6, okay, that's a big statement there, but definitely an improvement. Because they've got a long way to go, guys. A long way, you ask me. But, you know, everything needs to start somewhere. So, I hope this is the beginning for something good, you know. Throughout the match, it was not a very interesting match, though, but they did get their point. And the 3 points, that was what was needed from Arsenal. They just, as long as they grabbed the 3 points, it was what was needed, you know, desperate for the win, and they got it.
How did Norwich play?
I didn't watch the game, so I was watching other games, you know. Other games was more interesting,
Because it was 3 or 4 matches playing at the same time. So we couldn't watch
it. Six matches,
yeah. It was a massive, week. You know, it was just Saturday night, 10 p.m. or 10, 11. And all the matches were going on. It was such a hectic thing, you know. We had to split because a lot of matches were running and only some of them were interesting. And then we had trouble. But I felt that Norwich played okay. But obviously, there's room for improvement, with that said and done, we'll move on to the next. The Blues against Aston Villa. Lukaku brace.
After disappointing game week 3 match against Liverpool, we bounce back.
It's not a disappointing match, okay? You got what you guys won.
That was game week 3. You don't no need to talk about that. We talk about
what is done is done, you know. It's a fantastic game for Chelsea.
First half was very poor from Chelsea, because in the midfield, they mocked Sol Negus' first match, debut match, and also
underestimated Premier League.
You cannot underestimate the Premier League, because the toughest Premier League in the world, you know,
is the Premier League.
Very intense,
And I felt that what Tuchel did, you know, bringing in Sol for in a starting lineup, that's a very very ballsy move.
Yeah, exactly.
And it almost cost you guys the game.
Because
not once, you know, twice or 3 times, I think.
More than 3 times, actually, Padre, because Mendy had to save our this one, you know.
You mean Bum-Bum?
He had to save our Bum-Bum, you know, that game. He made some heroic saves. Thiago Silva made some very, very good block. And then second half was actually balanced. Chelsea started to control the match because Tuchel subbed off Sol and bring in Jorginho for him. So we can see the difference in the game. I think, Padre, you never watched the second half. If you were there, you will see what's the difference Jorginho brought to the team when he was subbed on.
And you guys don't forget Mateo Kovacic.
Hands down, fantastic performance from him. Yeah,
I think to bring some GA, you know, after they gave him the number 8, because he have, you know, the number 8 Chelsea's history.
Yeah, big thing,
you know, for the number 8 in Chelsea. So yeah, he had to bring some GA la. So he got a goal and assist, and I'm happy la for him. First goal in Stamford Bridge la.
Fantastic. And the assist, wow, you know, that pass, that through ball was just crazy. It's not easy to, you know, get the ball right there, you know, in a platter for Lukaku. And, you know, not to mention, Lukaku's job wasn't easy either. It wasn't a tap-in, you know. He had to cut and, you know, he had to find the space to shoot.
Goals was amazing, especially the second goal. I saw the highlights, and the second goal was
I wasn't expecting him to, you know, score from there. You know, I thought he maybe will try like, you know, slow shot, but then he straight go to the left top corner. I was like,
it was on target.
That's why he's a striker, you know. He's got a mind of his own. He knows where to place the goal.
Chelsea got finally proper number 9 la.
Shut up, I don't
want to
talk about that.
Okay, with that said, and then we'll move on to the next match. The Reds against Leeds. A 3-0 comfortable win. But
you call that comfortable, uncle. You call that comfortable, uncle.
3-0 is, I mean, we definitely should have banged in 7 or 8 goals, but the point is that it proves that, you know, at times in the game, we did look shaky, you know. We did look shaky. That's where Firmino came into play, and he was just everywhere. He was all over the field. Although he was not selected to even be in the list for the man of the match performance, in my opinion, he deserved the man of the match. Because he had a fantastic game. You know, let's not even talk about the goal. Let's just talk about his positioning and his placing as an anchor man. It was a fantastic game. You know, you might say that the game is not very comfortable, but a 3-0 win, I feel, is okay. At least Mane, you know, he could have easily scored like 5 goals. Easily.
That's true.
The moment Salah got his 100th goal, by the way, it was a fantastic goal. You know, Salah, 100 goals in Premier League. So, after that, he just started delivering. He didn't want to score. He was just giving the ball to whoever was up front. Jota, but mostly it was Mane, because Mane was also up for his 100 goals in Premier League. You know, he just needed 2 more goals, 99 and 100, but then he didn't. He's got 1 more goal left. And, you know, there was some open chances where we were pretty disappointed. Like, the net is there, you know, it was open. The goalie was like out of position, and yet he didn't score.
No, I was shouting at China. China, who? Timo, who?
Timo Mane.
It was a replica. You know, we literally had a replica of Timo Werner in our team. But, you know, as I said, we won the game, but at what cost? You know, the injury, the red card. I felt that injury, man. It was
horrific. His career was just started to kick off, and then he had a
horrific. He was playing so good.
Yeah, the match he was playing so good. He's supposed to, you know,
He was like on the verge, you know, they were on the verge of bringing Hendo in. But then if they would have probably made the change like a couple of minutes earlier, this injury would have been prevented. But it is what it is. You know, it was a pretty horrific injury. You know, his ankle basically dislocated, and, you know, probably the bones broken inside there, according to what I read. And he will be going in for surgery. And they're saying that probably with post-surgery treatment, physiotherapy, hydrotherapy and all the sorts of therapy to bring the players back onto the field, we should be probably seeing him around March next year.
I think that's a good news, though, to be honest.
Considering the how horrific the injury is, you know, that's a good news actually.
He gave me the Andre Gomez wipes, you know, that time.
Definitely. But, your thoughts on the red card, guys? What are your thoughts?
No comment.
Okay, I understandable because why the ref gave a red card there? Because it was a horrific injury. I mean, like, even if he didn't give a red card, it wouldn't make sense, you know, for me. And also, it's like, it was unfortunate for both of them. Harvey Elliott and then the Leeds player. So, I cannot really argue. The point, what's done is done, so we cannot change.
Okay, yeah, what's done is done. Okay, with that, let's move on to the next match. Spurs against Crystal Palace. Another 3-0 win, but not for Spurs. For Crystal Palace. Spurs just messed up the game, you know.
Big
they're
time.
Proving, you know, that without Sun, they look terrible. They actually look terrible. And with the Tanganga red card, it was absolutely... What?
Disastrous.
Yeah, it was disastrous performance. Crystal Palace brought in one sub, you know, and what a way to start his career.
Yeah, it was his debut, right? That was his debut.
Yeah, it was his debut. Yeah. Debut.
And also home, you know.
Yeah.
Crystal Palace home.
It was absolutely crazy because Vieira's squad hasn't won their last three games, and you know this performance was absolutely fantastic. It was such a solid performance.
Yeah.
From Crystal Palace, and Spurs couldn't do anything, guys.
It was a new Crystal Palace.
I saw on Twitter, Kane never had a single shot inside the penalty box of Crystal Palace. You know, not even a single touch and not even a single shot.
Ooh. Is this the same Kane that MC wants to buy?
Yeah, but if they want to buy Kane, they have to buy Sun also.
they have to buy somebody that has like 100% chemistry with him. Because without Sun, Kane looked blank. He didn't know, you know, no one was there delivering him the ball.
Yeah.
And it proved, you know, it cost them this game. You know,
big
for
time.
A manager, that I think this is the reason. I mean, not this is the reason. So this is what we get when a defensive manager takes over Spurs, guys. Especially
Exactly.
Jose Mourinho was also a defensive coach, but he know how to utilize Harry Kane, and you know, so he
was more like a counter attack. Inshallah, man.
Yeah.
One target, one goal, win the match, 3 points, finish.
That's it.
But he did it. Thing is, he did it. He was successful with it, but isn't. But we'll see. It's just one game, you know. Spurs have had a perfect record till now, so we will see what happens in the next match week.
Yeah.
So with that, we'll move on to our second last match of the day: Manchester City against Leicester, a 1-0 win. What do you guys think of the match?
I don't know. I feel like it should be a draw.
I did watch
the match a lot, but it was Ankil and. Chinna was the one that was watching most of the time. So, but I saw the highlights and I felt like it should be a draw.
It should have been a 50-50 game, you know, for both of them. But then Ederson and Schmeichel made some good saves, you know.
Yeah, they did some fantastic
saves. Very, very good saves. So, what do you think, Ankil?
Actually, I when we split, I was the one, like, I started watching from kickoff from the game. And since kickoff, until 40, I think, until halftime, like, guys, if I'm not mistaken, Leicester was under constant pressure. Okay, they barely moved up, you know, they were constantly defending, but they did get several chances, like several breaks and whatnot. But still, you know, Manchester City was there playing their possession game. You guys know how Pep's tactics work, you know, possession, you know, find.
Yeah. Move the ball around, create space, find space.
Exactly, it was just a typical Manchester City game. But the only difference was that Leicester's defense was pretty decent, you know, in clearing the ball. And obviously, credits to Kasper Schmeichel. He was such a fantastic goalkeeper. You know, he made several saves, you know, like very important saves, you know, one-on-ones. And all there was, like, if I'm not mistaken, there was this series of shots, you know, that took place. I think 4 shots in like probably 30 seconds. You know, first it was a 1-on-1, and then after he had the 1-on-1 with Schmeichel, then there was like 3 rapid shots, you know. But then the defenders managed to get it out. So that was like one of the biggest, let's just say, breathtaking moments of the match. So, and after that, they were just unlucky, guys. We can just say that Leicester is unlucky, you know, with that offside and all. Or else, I think they would have been able to equalize the game. Because at times, Manchester City did look shaky in the counter-attacks and the long balls. You know, but obviously, you know, the Walker and all came into play. And
So, moving on to our last match. highlight of the game week for everyone.
Guys, this is the most watched game in Premier League history, guys. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really? 8 million.
8 point something million, you know?
Yeah, 8.6, oh, wow. If I'm not mistaken. 8.6
It's only
million.
For one and one person only.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano effect.
The name, the brand.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
CR7 is a brand by itself. So, a fantastic 4-1 win against Newcastle.
No, Manchester United was struggling, actually. In the first half, after that,
in the first, I think not only first half, it was I think 60 or 70 minutes until then they were struggling a bit. Yeah. Maguire was bad, no offense to all the MU fans, but Maguire
Varane had to bail them out. A lot,
yeah. Thank God, you MU fans, you guys have Varane in the back, you know.
Yeah,
he did a wonderful job.
There was an article saying that you know, Varane has already had, he's already brought in an impact even in the dressing room, you know.
Really, how,
yeah. I don't know. I feel that probably it's his way, you know, his style of speaking and commanding, you know, probably he's instructing. So
am I seeing the next captain?
Probably. I don't know. But with CR there, I don't think anybody else will be the captain. Eventually, probably by the end of the season, I think, probably even January, they might just
come on. They have Maguire as their captain. What la you guys talking about? Maguire, the captain, man.
The man, the myth, the legend himself. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, talking about the match la now. So, Newcastle also bottled a lot of chances la.
A lot.
Saint-Maximin tried. He tried so much, but it was one man against 11. You know, because his teammates didn't even follow up his runs, right, guys? Yeah. He'll be going up solo, and you know there won't be anyone. Or even if there is someone following up, they'll be like so far at the back that he can't even pass to them. He either gets tackled, cleared. Or he tries to take the shot now in a very awkward position. That's how we can pretty much sum up Newcastle's game against United.
Yeah. It was not really a 50-50 match. Ronaldo, after he scored the second goal, Manchester United, they
dominated. They just dominated. And Newcastle just gave up. That's the thing. And I would say that Bruno Fernandes' goal was the best. I know he was a bit frustrating at the start where he dived and then I wouldn't say he dived, he just fell down and then he complained a lot. He tried to
but his
single goal was basically overshadowed by his single goal was fantastic, you know. But CR, obviously, you know, his return and his brace basically overshadowed everything else in the game. But we got to give credits, it was a fantastic goal. It was an absolute beauty from Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, if you ask me, the one that credits should be given is Pogba. Pogboom.
He's back, guys. I think that he will. He's going to create more magic with CR, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Looks like he will sign his contract, you know, a new contract in Manchester United. So, we will see how it happens. And guys, you cannot forget Lingardino.
Pogba assisted, and
Lingardino basically finished it, you know.
Yeah.
Ever since his match with England, he seems to outshine everybody when he's playing in England, but when he goes back to Manchester United, he seems to struggle. I don't know if it's the problem with the tactics or the formation or what, you know. I'm not a genius, but obviously, I can see him improving. Let's hope.
I prefer Lingardino than Sancho. I'm sorry, MU fans out there, but you're 100 million.
Likewise. You know, I prefer Lingardino over Sancho.
He makes the run. He do something to make the defense bottle up. You know, pull the defense to one side so that Ronaldo have space to run in. It was very nice to watch. I would say it's a good match to watch. It was the most entertaining match so far. And
among all the match weeks, this was the most entertaining one. And a fun fact, guys, they are the only big six, okay, other than Spurs, to actually concede, because the rest of them all won 1-0, 3-0, 3-0, and 1-0. It's like that. They are the only one to concede a goal other than Spurs.
And also Liverpool, Man United, and also Chelsea, they having same points. Joint top So the league is already set up for one intense title race league, la.
And it's just it is just September, guys. It's just September.
Yeah.
I don't know how Christmas is going to be. Boxing Day hasn't come yet, boys. Boxing Day hasn't come yet.
So we hope that this isn't gonna be like an intense one, like, because we've been waiting for intense title race for a long time.
It's a good match week. It's a good match week. Most to come. Cheers, boys. Cheers. Yeah. I think that should be it for this week.
I'm going to wrap it. So, it's me, Chinna.
Padre.
Uncle signing out. Ciao.
Ciao. Bye.